Science Matters in Connecticut presents Economical and Eco-Friendly Oil Spill Recovery. Autumn Kim, Senior, Greenwich High School. Words to know. Remediation. The removal of a toxic compound from water or soil, or the containment of a spill so that the area that is contaminated does not increase. Spill remediation refers to the response to an environmental spill that occurs in fresh water and marine water and on land. Quantum yield. The efficiency of converting absorbed light into emitted light, which can be in the form of fluorescence. Fluorescence. Emission of electromagnetic radiation, usually visible light, caused by excitation of atoms in a material. Annually, 1.3 million gallons of crude oil spill into the ocean, leading to devastating economical, environmental, and health effects, killing as many as 25,900 marine animals per year. Traditional methods of oil spill cleanup are costly and harmful to the environment, typically focusing on the excess oil spilled into the ocean, leaving persistent, soluble, non-visible oil to continue to harm the environment. Polyurethane, a cheap recyclable material that is commonly disposed into landfills, has a high porosity and low density. Moreover, bentonite, a low cost, 100 per ton, is a natural absorbent of oil and, because of graphite's hydrophobic interactions, attracts oil. Iron oxide nanoparticles, Fe304, are versatile and are low cost, $1 to $2 per kilogram, and their biocompatibility and superparamagnetic nature help with oil maneuverability. In my research, I took bentonite, Fe304, and graphite and embedded them into a polyurethane sponge to create an oil-in-water remediation tool that can remove and recover high levels, insoluble, visible, of oil contamination in water, as well as soluble, undetectable contaminants. One of the first questions I encountered was how I could model oil contamination in water. Because of the high quantum yield of the hydrocarbons in oil, I was able to use fluorescence as a way to determine the sponge's oil remediation and recovery in different oil spill conditions. The Fe304 bentonite graphite-coated polyurethane, FBG, sponge was made by first creating the Fe304 nanoparticles through a co-precipitation process. Once dried, the nanoparticles were combined with bentonite and graphite to form a slurry. Polyurethane cubes were soaked in the slurry for an hour and then dried for another hour. To test the FBG sponge's capabilities in the heavy, visible excess oil, I first placed the FBG sponge atop a simulated, contaminated solution of floating insoluble oil. After 10 minutes, the soaked FBG sponge was removed and squeezed for 100% oil recovery, determined using the fluorescence, and successfully remediated insoluble oil from the water that can be used for its original intended use. In the soluble oil experiment, I placed a second new FBG sponge into the now soluble, non-visible oil in water, and I placed samples on a shaker to mimic wave movement. Analyzing the fluorescence data over a few days, the solutions with a plain sponge and a non-coated polyurethane sponge, the FBG sponge, significantly remediated more oil than the control and non-coated sponge and was able to recover soluble oil as well. In conclusion, the FBG sponge can successfully remediate and recover both insoluble excess oil and non-visible soluble oil in an economical and environmentally friendly way. Meet the scientist. As a kid, I was always interested in science, but it wasn't until my father was in the hospital that I fostered my love for medicine. The interdisciplinary field has helped families and patients in ways we never thought possible with modern technology and advancements in scientific research. My love for STEM comes from individuals from different fields, working together to help people around the world. In the future, I would like to be a pediatric surgeon that helps children with limited resources. In my free time, I am on the fencing team and tutor local elementary school students in STEM. Autumn King is the Connecticut Science and Engineering Fair's Physical Science Senior Division winner. For this accomplishment, she also was awarded by the Connecticut Academy of Science and Engineering a 2021 H. Joseph Gerber Medal of Excellence. Skills and knowledge. The interdisciplinary nature of this project allowed me to dive into chemistry, environmental science, and engineering. I needed to understand the chemical interactions between each of the ingredients and the oil to determine the best ratio for the slurry. Moreover, understanding the interaction of light and the electrons that make fluorescent work was vital for the measurements throughout my experiment. There are some hyperlinks at the bottom of the page, so if you'd like to follow up on this subject, ask your parent, teacher, or guardian with help researching those. That concludes this presentation of Science Matters in Connecticut, Economical and Eco-Friendly Oil Spill Recovery. I'm Chris Radio volunteer Laura Bogart.